So as I said in the introduction, we have two stories in the first reading and in the gospel reading, and they both involve poor widows. In the first story, Elijah is fleeing from his murderers, and he seeks refuge with a poor widow. And the story tells us that she had only enough food left for one meal. They were that poor. The second story tells us about Jesus' admiration of this poor widow who put in two small coins into the treasury, and once again, scripture tells us that that's how much she had. She had put her entire livelihood. But these two stories made me think. If Elijah was fleeing today and looking for respite, and if he was looking for a place to stay and probably get something to eat, would he come to my house? Would he come to me? Would he come to your house if he was coming to Dayton? The gospel reading made me think as well, of all the people in this church today, who would Christ take notice of? Would that be me? Would that be you? I want to put three points before us to reflect on today, based on the stories of these poor widows. First of all, being poor, or being poor in spirit. Folks, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, the poor find a very special mention. Remember, the Hebrew people were slaves when God chose to rescue them. And you think about Mary. Mary was a poor, simple girl when she was chosen to become the mother of God. Jesus himself hung out with the poor and the people who were completely undeserved. And then Jesus himself is poor. He had to also flee like an immigrant because his life was in danger. And then as an adult, he was an itinerant preacher. He had no way to lay his head, he says. Now, when I look at myself, I find that I'm not poor. I'm not rich, but certainly I'm not poor. If Elijah had to come, why would he come to me? If God was looking for someone to accomplish an important task, why would God choose me? Now, I don't know the answer to these questions, but I think that scripture is telling me that even if I'm not poor, I must be like the poor. It's not that rich people cannot make it to heaven, but it's the attitude inside, isn't it? So if the poor find very special mention in the scriptures, then God is trying to teach us something through the poor. Luke said, "Blessed are the poor." Matthew said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." So as I said, scripture is telling us that even if we are not poor, we must be like the poor, or be poor in spirit. So that's my second point. What does it mean to be poor in spirit, or what does it mean to be like the poor? And I want to draw the answer from today's second reading. The second reading is from Hebrews, and it talks about how the high priest who would enter into the Holy of Holies of the Temple of Jerusalem to offer the blood of animals as sacrifice. So you understand that the Jewish temple was nothing like our church. The tabernacle, what we would call the tabernacle, was right inside the temple, the Holy of Holies, and the people never got to see it. Only the high priest would enter the Holy of Holies to offer sacrifices while the people waited outside. And then along came Jesus. And the author of the letter to the Hebrews is trying to tell us that Jesus is the eternal high priest, not just ordinary human high priest, the eternal high priest who enters into not the temple, but he actually hangs on the cross. He did not just offer the blood of animals, he offered his own life, his last breath, the last drop of his blood. Everything that he had, he gave it to God. He was not just offering something to God, he was giving completely of himself to God. His life was completely, totally, and radically available to God. And I think that is what it means to be like the poor. That is what it means to be poor of heart. To be poor of heart means that we recognize that everything we have is a gift from God. Folks, nothing is ours. Yes, we worked hard for it, but if we could work hard for it, it's because God made it possible for us to work hard for it. Nothing is ours. Your spouse, my priesthood, our families, our world, our labor, our homes, our savings, our health, our capabilities, even our faith is a gift. And to be poor means that, like Jesus, we do not lay any claim to it. It's not ours. It's God's gift. This means that all that we are and all that we have must be completely, totally, and radically available to God. When we can do that, then we are poor in spirit. Then we are like the poor. Now, today's gospel reading teaches us just one more thing. That Jesus came to save us, but he came as a man. He came and lived among us just like we do. And even though he was God, he recognized that without his Father, he was nothing. He was God, he was the Son. He could have done whatever he wanted, but when he lived on the face of the earth as a son, he recognized that without his Father, he was nothing. Now compare that to the scribes and the Pharisees who Jesus criticized. Jesus says about them that they stand in public places and they pray so that people can see them and appreciate them. In other words, even in their prayer, they were looking for self-gain. Even in their prayer, they were pumping themselves up. Jesus was tempted in the desert by the Satan, and he was given all power and glory and the possibility of testing God. But Jesus says, no. If I do that, then I'm becoming an idolater. He says, that is idolatry. To limit God in my life, that is idolatry. To gain something for myself, even through prayer, that is idolatry. So for example, I'll give you a simple example. Today I've preached this homily. And if the only reason I preach this homily is because you tell me, oh Father, you're a great preacher, then that is idolatry. I'm not preaching the word, I'm gaining something from it for myself. That is idolatry. On the other hand, you have the poor widow in today's first reading and the gospel reading. They were not gaining attention for themselves. Quietly she comes and she puts 2 coins into the treasury, as if nobody would see her. She gave God everything. There was no self-gain. Selfishness is idolatry because we put ourselves before God and others. So I want to repeat the question that I asked previously in my introduction. If God was looking for someone to do an important work, would God choose me? Would God choose you? If Elijah was coming, would Elijah come to my place or to your place? I think the answer depends on how much we can be like the poor. The answer depends on how much we can be poor in spirit. That's the answer to the question. And the poor widows in today's readings teach us that lesson. So as we celebrate this Eucharist, we come and we present our gifts at this altar. And none of us have brought loads of silver and loads of gold, or we have. What do we bring? We bring just simple bread and humble wine. May our lives today represent that bread and wine. It's very simple, it's unleavened bread. No pride, no nothing there. It's just simple bread and humble wine. We offer it to the Lord. May our lives represent that bread and wine. And may God recognize our poverty, a poverty of spirit, our dependence on God. And may God bless us for our selflessness, our generosity, our poverty of spirit. People of God said,